Good morning. Well, the first lesson I learned today was never follow the young hip guy from MTV. Thank all of you for being here today, and I really do want to thank the partners in this campaign that are here today. Actually, because of technology, many of us have never met face-to-face, so it's really great to see them here. Two things that stood out from Jason's presentation. How many of you in the room would consider yourself middle-aged? Texting, vernacular, and Soulja Boy. Two things I knew nothing about before the campaign started, but I'm happy to say I now know how to text. I wanted to share with all of you, though, in this presentation today, how we at Planned Parenthood Federation of America participated in GYT09 and now GYT Now. Before I begin, though, I want to familiarize you with some of the terms that I'm going to be using in the PowerPoint so you know what I'm talking about. Planned Parenthood is actually a federated organization. We have 87 individually incorporated affiliates, and these affiliates are the ones who run and operate our over 840 health centers throughout the country. Every affiliate, all 87 of them, have a chief executive officer and their own staff, and the Federation has its own separate staff structure led by our president and CEO, Cecile Richards. Obviously, I'm having trouble using the technology here as well. In March of 2008, almost exactly 2 years ago today, and coincidentally, during our national conference that Planned Parenthood has in Washington, D.C., the CDC released their report that one in four young women between the ages of 15 and 19 would be diagnosed with an STD. A small group of our CEOs got together for breakfast to discuss these statistics and what role, if any, Planned Parenthood could play in helping to test and treat for STDs. We knew that we wanted to do something and something big. The question was, what? Our goal, as Jason talked about earlier, was to normalize STD testing, reduce the stigma, change behaviors, and make testing available and affordable at our clinics throughout the country. So, a member of our staff reached out to MTV, literally a cold call, to see what their interest might be in joining forces with us. MTV, as you heard, had already been working with Kaiser Family Foundation on the It's Your Sex Life campaign, and they were happy to bring together Planned Parenthood, Kaiser Family Foundation, themselves, and the CDC to work on this project. We realized that this coalition could have an impact on raising awareness on the high rates of STDs on young people, and then provide information on how and where to get tested. So GYT was born, but like any infant, there were some rough days and nights ahead as we navigated our way through the various internal and external issues and concerns that each of the coalition partners brought to the table. From the Planned Parenthood perspective, we knew that we had a lot of work to do. This was a new project for us and our affiliates, and we needed to figure out how to roll it out and get the buy-in of our affiliates, because as I said earlier, it's actually our affiliates who run the health centers and would do the testing and the treatment. But since the program was being driven at the national level, we had to involve all of our various divisions there, which included patient services, medical affairs, affiliate services, development, online, public policy, legal, and communications. Now imagine what it's like to tell MTV something like that. At a national level, we'd never undertaken a project quite like this before, so we were navigating new territory. Our goal was 100% participation, but in the beginning, we didn't even know what that meant. Externally, we're involved in a new coalition, and all of us were figuring out how to not only make GYT happen, but how to work with each other. We planned regular meetings and worked to carve out roles and responsibilities for each of the partners, but as Jason said earlier, there was no template and no process for this. And keep in mind, we were four very different organizations with different functions, organizational goals, and responsibilities. And while we were all working towards the same end goal, for a while, we actually weren't even sure when all of this would happen. Originally, we thought about a GYT day. Then we thought about a GYT week. Then we ultimately settled on the month of April, GYT month, and National STD Awareness Month. And I'm using GYT, but initially we didn't even have GYT. We were just talking about STD testing and treatment. And because the project was new, we wanted the launch to begin with a big bang led by MTV. And as you heard, they developed the teasers and the guerrilla marketing. Teasers with celebrities that actually many of us at Planned Parenthood had never even heard of. And it did generate a buzz and excitement, but clearly not in the way that we were used to. This was definitely something that we weren't accustomed to. And when MTV first developed some of the materials in texting vernacular, many of our CEOs and staff didn't actually know what those letters stood for, so we had to provide a translation guide. Working with our partners, we did focus on the launch, and we knew that MTV was planning the premiere of Pedro. And working with them, they actually premiered it a day early at our national conference in 2009 during our Youth Leadership Summit. It was exciting and it was inspirational. And it was followed up by hundreds of house parties across the country hosted by our affiliates, their peer educators, and our Vox chapters, which are our college campus chapters. We also worked with MTV and the Kaiser Family Foundation to host a premiere and a viewing party at the Library of Congress with members of Congress and their staff to help educate them on what GYT was. Additionally, viewing guides were developed and distributed to allow for post-viewing discussions involving both teens and their parents. And some affiliates actually even rented movie theaters and filled it for their premieres. It was a great start to an incredible month, and the launch of GYT09 was a huge success. As I said earlier, we had our own internal challenges. We wanted 100% buy-in of our affiliates, which we ultimately did achieve and was a first for our organization. And it wasn't that our affiliates and their health centers weren't willing. It was just how they would and could handle any influx in testing clients and what the impact would be on their overall clinic work. Also, there was the cost issue. Initially, we'd hoped to raise enough resources so that our affiliates could offer free testing at their health centers. But we were late in the process and the economy had started its downward slide. So some affiliates, thanks to working with their state health departments, were able to offer free testing, and other affiliates offered reduced or low-cost testing. Internally, we convened an advisory council of our affiliate CEOs and communicated regularly with all of our affiliates and board because this was a new project. And we found ourselves, as we went through this process without the template, changing dates and deadlines for information and materials. Keeping it a secret was a really big issue for us because our affiliates are used to planning things years in advance. Externally, there were challenges as well. Clearly, this was a new kind of coalition for Planned Parenthood, one we were very excited to be a part of, but one that posed both opportunities and challenges. Reaching agreement in coalitions is never easy, and we had some very animated discussions. Additionally, because we are a healthcare provider, we had some legal challenges that some of our partners weren't used to dealing with, and that would be an understatement. There were also some interesting discussions around talent, media, and scripts. But as Jason said earlier, Kaiser Family Foundation was the middle point, MTV was on one side, and I think the CDC and Planned Parenthood were kind of way on the right side of things. But it ended up being a great launch. We were able to keep it under wraps, and it was successful. In the end, it all worked out. Lessons were learned. But we've all come back together to do it again in 2010. And this year, it's actually been so much easier to reach agreement because we're used to working with one another. So once our affiliates and health centers adapted to the plan and program, they really got into it. I'm going to talk about some of the activities, and later my colleague, Dr. Collins, is going to talk to you about some of the findings. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains offered $5 testing, and the lines wound their way around the clinics. They saw more people than they'd ever seen before, and the number of young men who came in for testing increased dramatically. In Boston, our Vox chapters hosted sex trivia at bars around campuses, educating their peers about testing and treatment for STDs. In St. Louis, our affiliate garnered the most local free media with a series of promotional events, increasing testing rates at their clinics. Some of our affiliates ended up printing their own t-shirts when they ran out because everyone wanted one. And some affiliates actually got local radio stations to air our PSAs. In Washington, D.C., our affiliate worked with their coalition partners to spread the word throughout the metro D.C. area. Additionally, all of our clinics took advantage of this month of testing to invite elected officials into our health center for tours and to educate them on the problem of STDs and the various ways for testing and treatment. From an online perspective, we featured the GYT site on pp.org and on TeenTalk, and our social networking sites, MySpace and Facebook. We had information on our parent-teen communications page. There were downloadable talking tip pocket guides. Videos were filmed in both English and Spanish. Emails were sent to our supporters promoting the campaign. And we did outreach to teen sites and parent-mom sites and blogs. Every week, our affiliates reported on the various activities they were engaged with during the month of April. All in all, Planned Parenthood hosted 156 Pedro watch parties, 141 community outreach events. We garnered more than 125 earned media hits, 72 campus days of action, 42 pub crawls, and 37 visibility events. More than 19,965 people participated in our events. That's staff, volunteers, and others. That doesn't include the increase in our clients. While we had some bumps along the way and had to adjust some of our definitions of what we would ultimately consider a successful campaign, in the end, both the national staff and affiliate staff across the country viewed GYT09 as an enormous success for the partnership, for the process, and for the organization. We believe that we helped increase awareness through successful local media placements. We have anecdotal increases in our client visits, and Dr. Collins will talk about the difficulty in gathering data. We had an incredibly new and wonderful, and I believe mutually beneficial partnership with national health leaders at Kaiser Family Foundation, the CDC, and the multimedia powerhouse, MTV. We at Planned Parenthood consider GYT Now, as it's now known, a win-win situation for everyone all around. And again, I'd like to thank our partners. Thank you.